the northwest crow, Corvus carinus, solely inhabits the northeastern Pacific Ocean coast between southern Alaska and the northern tip of Washington. Although they do not always reside in forests, they often live close to them. In the winter, when the weather is very bad, they retreat to the forest's edge. They can be located even up to 1,700 meters above sea level. Having a length of 41.9 to 44.5 centimeters, and a weight of 340 to 440 g, northwestern crows can be categorized as medium-sized birds. These blackbirds have a wingspan of around 99 centimeters. Their head, neck, back, wings, and tail are covered with iridescent black feathers with bluish-violet accents. Their shiny, robust bills are smaller and less strong than those of common ravens, Corvus corax, and they have brownish-gray eyes with smoky undertones. They also have feathers that resemble bristles protecting their nares. Large scales are exclusively present on the front side of Corvus carinus's broad, large black legs. While at rest, their folded wings tips do not reach the tips of their tails, which have slightly rounded ends. Although the male is somewhat bigger than the female, the sexes are similar in appearance. Although less iridescent than adults, see, carinus juveniles between the ages of 3 and 15 months are similarly black. Their tail, wings, and back feathers gradually turn brown from black. Young C. Carinus between the ages of 1 and 3 months have dull black feathers looser and fluffier than those of adults or immatures. Their eyes are blue. Northwestern crows mostly use calls for communication. They have a wide spectrum of calls, with meanings ranging from begging or feeding calls to calls for territorial defense. Males have a special call they employ to tell females to come and receive some food when they bring it. In roosting groups, they are quite noisy and utilize warning cries. Mob calls to quickly mobilize the entire colony to frighten away a potential predator. They also make certain visual displays to claim dominance, establish territorial rights, and indicate their readiness to mate. The northwestern crow stores food in the morning and nighttime. Clams, cormorant eggs, crabs, and fish are the main items that they save. Food that has been cached is normally retrieved in 24 hours. They also carry cached food for young females who are laying eggs. During high tide at the start of the breeding season, food caching appears to occur primarily. Food security for the female and nestlings at a time when food can be in short supply is considered one of the principal purposes of food storage. Food is hidden by the northwestern crows along rocks and in plants. They frequently try to bury the food, and they appear to remember where it is so they can find it again. Humans benefit greatly from the cleaning services provided by northwestern crow. It keeps garbage and carrion away from riverbanks and shorelines. Additionally, it is crucial for maintaining the stability of tide pool habitats. According to studies, northwestern crows and other predatory seabirds play a key role in regulating sea urchin populations. The northwestern crows control clam and crab populations, reducing overcrowding and preserving biodiversity in the ocean and intertidal zones. Northwestern crows glide around cliffs using strong winds and a steady, consistent wing beat. They have a faster wing beat than American crows and travel at a speed of roughly 30 kilometers per hour. In flight, they can maneuver quite well. They have also been observed enjoying games, leaping into the air with a stick or stone in their beak or claws, dropping it, and rushing back down to reclaim it. They frequently soar high into the air with small invertebrates like clams, crabs, and sand dollars and then dump them on rocks to crack them open. The safety of their roosting mates is essential to the social nature of northwestern crows. They use calls to warn one another of approaching predators, crowd the actual or possible predator, and call loudly as a group. When calling down to predators, they frequently alight above them. They have mobbed household cats, dogs, hawks, owls, gray squirrels, northern harriers, and even humans. They also pursue young squirrels, raccoons, and birds. The parents often attack, pursue, or mob predators that threaten nestlings and fledglings, including garter snakes, other birds, and possibly gray squirrels.